the rest of the story. Few men in all history have been so renowned simply for the brilliance of their imaginations as was Jules Verne. In the context of science fantasy, he told us precisely, in some cases, the nature of our future. The greatest, or at least the most popular of Verne's fantasies, was a fabulous submarine called the Nautilus, Captain Nemo's incredible craft in 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea. Submarines, that is, real ones, first became a major factor in naval combat during the First World War. The Germans were particularly fond of them. In World War II, the role of the submarine was an infinitely more dramatic one, this time in two oceans. It was only by the 1960s that missile-firing atomic subs had been introduced into the naval arsenals of the superpowers. There were no guided missiles as such aboard Jules Verne's fictional super submarine, the Nautilus. Tell you what was, devices which enabled members of Captain Nemo's crew to breathe underwater, something which Verne called rocarole apparatus. Well, today we recognize what he described, only we call it the aqualung. Compared to many inventions which have permitted man to explore beneath the waves, the aqualung is among the most recent. Its earliest direct ancestor was something called the Aero-4, a device created by a couple of Frenchmen. Yet it is possible that we were awed by the phenomenal imagination of the immortal Jules Verne, as we are so impressed by the reliability of his literary crystal ball, that we have overlooked the rest of the story. You see, Jules Verne's so-called rocarole apparatus, which allowed the Nautilus crew to breathe underwater, was described only after the real-life Aero-4 had been invented and demonstrated. Matter of fact, Verne's fantastic submarine, the Nautilus, stands out in the memories of school children as one of his most breathtaking glances into the future, despite the fact that somebody else invented a submarine bearing the same name, a submarine bearing a striking resemblance to those now in use, and this other fellow built it in France for real in 1800. And that was 70 years before Jules Verne wrote 20,000 Leagues Under the Sea, 28 years before Verne was even born. The inventor and the builder of the original Nautilus, popularly, though incorrectly, called the father of the steamboat, was Robert Fulton. And so it was Verne magic, then, which has seduced each subsequent generation into believing that it was he, Jules Verne, who opened the door to man's exploration of the ocean floor. Now you and I know that it wasn't he at all, but that in fact Robert Fulton had built a Nautilus years before that. And one of these days, somebody is going to recall that the first man who used undersea divers in naval warfare. Now, hear this carefully. The first warrior to use undersea divers, the man who first explored the ocean floor, and in an air-equipped glass barrel diving bell, the world's first ever honest-to-goodness aquanaut was Alexander the Great. That's right. It was he who thus witnessed the silent world more than 3.5 centuries before Christ. Now you know the rest of the story.